We are at war, right? Everybody aware of the fact that we are at war, right? What do we got going on here? Yes, and I got a little army man up there. Isn't that cute? Clipart.com. Not really. But we are at war, okay? And what are we at war with? Who are we at war with? Iraq. Well, I thought maybe some of you would say that, but we're not talking about the war in Iraq tonight. That's not what we're talking about. I really like the way. Hey, you guys want a little side note here? Like I was working on this today, like getting it all punched into the computer, and like the program kind of started acting funky. Like it was like when I would drag the little army man around, he wouldn't go like where he was supposed to be and stuff. And so I'm like, man, something's going on. So I like saved it real quick and then like quit, and I had like finished like everything. And then I like open it back up and it's like, cannot read file. And I'm just like, oh my God. I was so mad. I was like freaking out. This does not happen to me. Not on Wednesdays, not at 4 o'clock after I've been working on it for like an hour, you know? And so like I started like banging my desk and stuff. And so I put it on a computer upstairs to make sure it wasn't my computer freaking out. And so I went up there and opened it up there, and it didn't work. And now I'm just like, I was mad. And so I had to get the victory, because when computers and I don't get along, I get fairly upset. I turn into a Hulk. My skin turns green. I'm actually wearing makeup tonight just to cover up all the green, because it takes about 4 hours to wear off. So I got about 20 minutes left, and then I'll be able to wipe all this makeup off. So anyway, that's a little side note. So I had to like put it all back together again, and man, I was just really upset, and I started like flipping desks over and banging on doors and just, why is this happening? Ugh. And everybody was like freaking out because they'd never seen me get upset before, because I'm a pretty even-keeled guy. So the war we're at, back on track, the war we're at is not U.S. versus Iraq, okay? That's not the one I'm talking about. It's not U.S. versus terrorists. That's not what I'm talking about tonight. The war I'm talking about is, as Christians, we're at a war against the darkness. It's light versus dark, good versus evil, God versus Satan, okay? This is an age-old battle that's been being waged ever since the dawn of time, you could say. And for those of you who think, we're not really at a war, I'm going to read some verses for you tonight to kind of maybe settle some of your questions about the fact that maybe we might not be at war. Does anybody want to come and volunteer and help me read these tonight? No? Okay, I'll read them myself. Thanks a lot, volunteers. You guys are really just doing a great job tonight. It's a joke. All right, Ephesians 6:12 is the first verse. It says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms." The next verse is 1 Timothy 6:12. It's Paul is telling Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. The next verse is 2 Timothy 2:3. Paul is telling Timothy again to endure hardship like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Lots of verses in the Bible having to do with warfare, having to do with being a soldier, having to do with the fact that we are at war against the devil. Jesus even himself in Matthew 11:12 says, "The kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it." So it's not people who, you know, bring people into the kingdom of God are not people who just kind of pansy around through life. It's real warriors who arise and say, you know what, I'm going to do something. I'm going to make a difference. And so I want to ask you the question tonight. Have you enlisted in God's army, or have you just joined this social church club? Have you really enlisted in God's army, or is it just this Wednesday night thing and you come and you hang out with your friends? And that's the extent of your relationship with God. There's nothing wrong with socializing, Wednesday nights is a great time to do that. We like to provide you guys with plenty of time to socialize and hang out and have fun because we know that that is important. But if that's the extent of your relationship with God, then, you know, maybe we need some adjustment. So we don't want this to just be, you know, a social club where we come and hang out. So I'm going to outline some differences between a club member and a soldier, okay? You guys ready for these? I'm going to blow through them pretty quick, all right? So number one, a club member, they pursue a common interest. If you're part of a crocheting club or what other kind of clubs are there out there? Bowling, chess club, band club, or would that just be band? That'd just be band. So what should I go with? Golf club? I'm not going to say the other club I'm thinking about. Okay. Chess club. Okay, if you're in a chess club, you pursue a common interest. You kind of get involved with it just to maybe consume some free time. It's just something you kind of do on the side. It gathers acquaintances when you're in a club, when you're a club member. You just kind of surround yourself with people of a common interest. You pass the time to make the day fun. You consider preparation as optional to staying involved. You know, preparation for your, you know, get together with your chess club or glee club or whatever. It's not really essential. You know, it's just kind of optional. You know, if you really want to do well, you'll do that. But if not, you're just going to come and you're going to hang out. And the third or the like 100th point on this is you find courage unnecessary. Okay, we're going to contrast that with a soldier who pursues a common mission instead of just a common interest. Number two, a soldier dedicates his entire life. Okay, he's not just doing it to pass some free time. He gathers fellow warriors, people who will fight alongside him, not just people to hang out with. He seizes the day to make the battle count. He's not just looking for things to pass the time to have fun. He considers preparation as crucial to staying alive. A soldier in the army realizes that, you know, if his weapon or his gun is not ready to be fired, you know, and he gets in the heat of the battle and he clicks his thing and it doesn't go off and he gets shot, you know, he's dead. Preparation for a soldier is essential to survival. And the last one is he finds courage indispensable. Okay? So these are some contrasts between a soldier and just a club member. So is everybody with me? Everybody know what I'm talking about here tonight? I'm talking about enlisting in God's army. Okay? So I'm going to give you some real quick characteristics of a good soldier. Okay? A good soldier keeps focus on what is happening on the front lines. Have you ever seen when, you know, they go into like a hospital and there's a soldier that's been wounded in battle and they'll ask him, you know, what's going on? How'd you get wounded? And he could be like seriously injured sometimes, you know, because he's a hero and all this stuff and they want to talk to him. And all he'll say is, man, I just can't wait to get back out there with my crew, with my squad, whatever. He wants to get back on the front lines. He wants to fight. Soldiers are made for battle. They want to get back and get into the fight. They don't just want to sit around on the sidelines. Number two thing, a soldier lives the code. The code, our code would be the Bible, but to a soldier, the code is a lifestyle change. When they enlist in the army, they know that things aren't going to be the way they were. They know that they're going to have to start getting up at 4 a.m. They know that they're going to have to shave their heads and get into shape. It's not optional for these people. When, you know, if I join the army, let's see, how would I join the army? I would come in and I'd be like, I want to join the army. I want to be all I can be. And, you know, I'd give the guy the paper and, you know, he'd be like, okay, I want you to, like, you know, go home right now and, like, pack all your bags and then come back here. And I'd be like, okay, I'm going to join the army. And so, you know, I'd go and we'd do all that, and then I'd be shipped off. You know, shipped off to what? Boot camp, right? And boot camp's where they like train you and stuff. And they get you all your training down. Now you're a young recruit. And you know me, I'm a pretty, I wouldn't say lazy guy. But if I had to, couldn't think of a better word like right now, I would say lazy. So I like to, I enjoy the night hours. I don't enjoy the morning times. Morning is it's a chore. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not a child of the morning. I'm a child of the light. Night. Child of the night. Child of the night. So, you know me, Matt Bell, you know, like, I'd be laying in bed, you know, like, oh, this, I love my bed. And, like, it'd be 4 a.m., and I'm just, like, laying here, and, like, Drill Sergeant Gutierrez would come in and be like, okay, and I'm just like, dude, what is going on? What is that trumpet sound? You know, and everybody else, you know, I'm kind of out of it, and I can hear everybody else kind of getting up, and I'm just like, nah, I think I'm going to, like, lay here for a while. This feels pretty good. This nice, hard carpet bed. I'm digging this, and, like, Drill Sergeant Gutierrez would come in and be like, Private Bell, what are you doing in your bed? You need to get up, blah, blah, blah. And I could, you know, just be like, you know, I think I'm just going to lay here for a while. I don't really think I'm going to get up. You know, if you could just, like, leave me alone, that'd be really nice, and enjoy my covers here and get back to sleep. You know, you that wouldn't happen in the Army. You know, that would not happen. That's not even an option. Just like the very thought of that is just like completely absurd. You know, when you join the Army, your lifestyle changes. There's no options. There's no question. There's no question when you join the Army that your lifestyle is going to change. Romans 6 says that we need to wholeheartedly obey the teachings that we have been entrusted. A lot of times we come to Christ thinking, hey, this is great. I'm going to get saved. I'm not going to go to hell. Rock and roll, Jesus, I love you. Thank you for saving me from all my sins. I'll follow you all the days of my life. Amen, amen. And then we go on and we just keep living our lives the way we've lived them. We have a kind of a personal relationship with Jesus, but we're just ignoring the code. And God says in Romans 6 that we need to wholeheartedly obey these teachings that we have been entrusted to us. Some people on the other end of the spectrum will just like read the Bible, and they're like so into all these rules and regulations, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, can't do this, can't do that, can't do this. And then they totally miss having a personal relationship with Jesus because they focus on all the do's and the don'ts. And either one of those extremes is very dangerous to be living. When you focus on the do's and don'ts all the time, you will lose that personal relationship with Jesus. You won't have that connection, and you're missing out on a lot of the grace that God has for you. And that'll just turn into dead, dull religion. You know, enlisted people don't get to, like, you know, I don't think I'm going to shave my head. Just don't think I'm going to do it. You know, they don't get to silently vote about what part of the code they're going to follow each day. But how many times do we do that as Christians? Thou shalt not lie. I'm going to pretend that's not in there today. Obey my mother and father. What does that even mean? I don't know. What does obey mean? Who knows? That could mean anything. You know, this was in Hebrew. Who knows? You know, they could have been talking about, like cleaning their bullock. You know, I don't even have a bullock, so I'm not going to obey my parents. When you're enlisted in God's army, you can't choose what part you like and what part you don't like. This is your code. This is what you live by. Sometimes this has happened to me personally. I, like, read something in the Bible and you know, I'm a young man. I could, let's see, the Bible talks about staying pure until marriage, right? It's in the Bible. It's true. And it's, you know, the God has set it up so that you're supposed to, you know, one man for one woman and one woman for one man. But, you know, I could be like, why does that have to be that way? Why? I could start asking questions, you know, why does it have to be that way? It'd be so much more fun if everybody could just do whatever they wanted to do. You know, well, let's let love take over, and I'll love you for a while and love you for a while, and it'll be good and dandy. And sometimes we're like, if God, if only you would tell me why, then I would do it. If only you would tell me why, then I would obey you. But God kind of acts like a father sometimes. If you were a young person about to stick your finger in like a light socket, like your dad would be like, no, you know, like you're 3 years old. He's just going to tell you no. He's not going to tell you why. You know, if you go to do it again, he's going to say no a little louder. Sometimes we just, you know, argue with God and we want to get reasons and stuff. And but what we really need to do is just obey him wholeheartedly without question. Number three, a good soldier finds his assignment and completes it. No soldier enlists in the army just to go through boot camp. They want to get through boot camp so they can find out what their assignment is and so they can go out and they can start making a difference in the world. They're not concerned about all the do's and don'ts. You know, twice a week and hear generals talk about tactics and strategies to make a difference. They want to go out into the world and actually start fighting battles. They want to be the people making those war stories. And I want to encourage you guys tonight that there is an assignment for each one of you that only you can fulfill in God's kingdom. There's a place for you that only you can fill. And without you there, you know, the church, the body of Christ is lacking. But we need to get our feet wet and moving in the assignment that God has called us to. So I want to ask you a question tonight. I want to ask you if you will give up your civilian life. Jesus said in Matthew 16, 25 and 26, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will find it. I think Jesus is pretty clear here when he says, if you're going to follow me, you have to do it 100%. There's no halfway in, halfway out. There's no, I'm going to obey six commandments and not these four. It's a wholehearted commitment. You commit your whole life to Christ. That's the only way to do it. That's the only way it'll work. When you join the army, they own you. They own you. They can tell you, okay, you're going over there, even if they know you're going to die. They can send you to die. They own you. And when we come to Christ, he owns us. He needs to own us. That's what really coming to Christ means, is that he owns us. So I want to ask you, if you will surrender your life to Jesus tonight, if you will enlist in God's army, like wholeheartedly. So I'm going to pray, and then I'll get to my one more thing. Dear Lord Jesus, God, I thank you that you sent your son to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, I pray you'd give us a fresh revelation tonight of what it really means to be enlisted in your army. Lord, I pray that we wouldn't be halfway in and halfway out. Lord, let us make a fresh commitment to you tonight to wholeheartedly follow you, to wholeheartedly pursue you and your code and your word. God, I thank you for doing these things in our lives. If you want to commit to just following Jesus wholeheartedly tonight, maybe you've done it in the past, but you want to do it again, I just would like invite you to raise your hands and we'll say a prayer. Hands going up everywhere. That's great. Okay, let's repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, God, I thank you that you died on the cross for our sins. Help me to follow you wholeheartedly. God, I want to enlist in your army. I want to make a difference in the world. I don't want to waste my life. God, thank you for showing me what my assignment is. Help me to accomplish it for you. Amen. All right, well, you guys are dismissed. Be blessed. Fill out those forms. Put them at the Cafe, and have a good week. We'll see you back next week. Everybody buckle up for safety. And we're going to have the spring retreat sign-up sheet in the back, too, if you guys want to sign up for that. Thank you. Bye.